Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
And a very good afternoon, we the people. Glad to be on with you right here on 106.3 WORD. This is the Charlie James Show, and I absolutely welcome you. Hope you had a great weekend, long weekend for a lot of us. Hope you got to spend some time with friends and family as much as you possibly could in order to get ready for all of the insanity that is going to happen this week. It is going to get nuts. I mean, what have we got? We got 21 hours now from the inauguration of somebody. I don't know. I'm not going to say who, but somebody going to get inaugurated tomorrow. That's all there is to it. Somebody going to get inaugurated. I don't know who it's going to be, but it's going to be somebody. From the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, Charlie, if Biden's hired security team is Checkmate Global, then the company's senior vice president, Spencer Geisinger, was deputy assistant of operations to POTUS from 2007-2009. That is very interesting. However, when we in the next segment, we're going to talk more about the National Guard. And remember, it wasn't long ago that you could not say anything negative about our military. You remember that? It was during the Trump, it was just as little as, I don't know, 5 days ago. You could never say anything negative about any member of the military. National Guard, Army, Navy, Air Force, Space Force, Coast Guard, none of them. You couldn't say anything bad about our military, right? You remember that? Wasn't long ago. Now, apparently, you can allegedly remove them because they allegedly, I love this story, two unnamed National Guardsmen have or have not been removed from the detail of from the inauguration detail because they may or may not have had ties to or not to a right-wing militia, maybe. You understand? All right, everybody got that? That's clear as a bell right there. Now, who said that? Well, we can't tell you who said that because they said it under condition of anonymity. So, why do we even believe? This is more BS stories that come out of Washington that we have heard for the past four-something years. More on this coming up. We'll talk more of this coming. The National Guardsmen were removed for having links to right-wing associations. Have they removed anybody for having... Great question. Have they removed anybody for having ties to Black Lives Matter or Antifa? No, they have not. Because that is those weren't even riots. What are you talking about? Those weren't even riots. Those buildings, that wasn't even real. What you saw there, because those were peaceful demonstrations. Those weren't riots. That was peaceful. That was picnic stuff. They were bringing, those were grills. That wasn't fire. Those were grills in the background. You saw, you crazy people. What's the matter? They had a barbecue going on, for Pete's sake. So we'll talk about that coming up in just a little bit. I know that's going to be so much fun. Governor McMaster is giving some warnings to hospitals that they better get their act together. He threatened to use his executive powers to force the state's major hospitals to give more COVID-19 vaccines after most have administered just 2/3 or less of their doses. McMaster said yesterday that the state's frantic effort to vaccinate against COVID-19 is not going as fast as we would like. And he said hospital vaccine shelves ought to be empty. Major hospitals had about 78,500 unused doses as of Monday. I also want to say right now we have doses that have not been given that are sitting on a shelf. That ends. That's over. We're not doing that anymore, even if I have to order ending elective surgeries in some hospitals to free up staff to give these shots. Oh, brother. South Carolina hospitals lost revenue and laid off employees after volunteering to pause elective surgeries in the first weeks of the pandemic. You know, we remember all that. So they tell us we're just swamped. We are absolutely swamped. We can't even handle this COVID-19 thing. Well, why don't you get more people in there? Oh, no, we had to fire some. We had to lay some people off because we're so busy. We are so busy, we had to lay people off in the hospital. But my question is, here's my question. Don't you think the hospitals are giving them out as fast as they possibly can? I would imagine that. I would imagine, you know, well, maybe just release some of the designations of who can get them. How about that? Meanwhile, in Colombia, are you wearing your mask, by the way? Are you everybody wearing a mask? There is a little thing out there called House Bill 3490. Its sponsors are, Wendy Brawley, Gilda Cobb Hunter, Campbell Garvin, Leon Howard, Leola Robinson, J.L. Johnson, and Kimberly Johnson. All Democrats. They want to mandate wearing a mask when in public to prevent the spread of COVID-19. You got to wear it, no matter everybody over 5 years old. Living, visiting, or doing business in South Carolina would be required to wear a face mask when they enter a public building, and they want some pretty heavy fines for not doing so. Penalties would be a fine of $25 for the first violation, $50 for the second, a civil fine of $100 for each subsequent violation. So they're trying to get this joint resolution, which is still in committee and I doubt will go anywhere. They're trying to take that and make the law for the state of South Carolina to mandate face coverings. We'll see what happens with that. I don't think it will get out of committee. I think it's pretty much going to be stuck there. But we've got a better way, ladies and gentlemen. We've got a better way. You thought wearing one mask would help you. No, no, no. Now there are some people out there that want you to wear two masks. That's right. I'm not lying. Does wearing two face masks offer more protection against COVID-19 is the question that they are asking. Layered face masks have been spotted on everyone from President-elect Joe Biden to the New England Patriots coach Bill Belichick to essential workers on public transportation and in grocery stores. First of all, Fauci said it doesn't work, period. Fauci said, unless you got an N95 mask, you're not even doing anything. And you got the N95, you might not be doing anything anyway. He said, basically, it's like, you know, trying to stop a sneeze with a chain link fence. It's just not going to happen. So now they're saying that double masking adds an extra layer of filter. No, not really. Not really. But there you go. I don't know what they want. I don't know what they want. Because right now, there was somebody, one of my friends, did a thing on Facebook, and they're like, oh, Donald Trump. Donald Trump is responsible for all of these deaths. And my question was, and this is a real good way to lose friends. I just think of that. How did he kill all those people in Mexico? What are you talking about? How did Donald Trump kill all those people in Mexico? Because Mexico leads the world in deaths per thousand. I'm not talking about Mexico. I'm not talking about Mexico. We are way down on the list of deaths per thousand in this country. We are way down on the list. We are lower than the United Kingdom. Okay? So all these people are out there trying to blame this everything on Trump. You know what? We've heard you. Not listening to you anymore. When we get back, we know who the enemy is. Well, we've been told who the enemy of the United States is. And all you got to do is go look in the mirror. That's next, right here on the Charlie James Show, 106.3 WORD.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
That's some fun music right there. Let's head to the phones and talk to Dog and Anderson. Dog, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. I'm blessed to be here today.
Great, great. Appreciate you calling in. What's on your mind?
Well, first thing I want to say is thank you for showing up. A lot of people don't do that. I like your conversation. This is my third time talking to you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you.
I was wondering what you think about the when I was waiting to call in, your radio station actually went down with the emergency broadcast system, and I thought we were already in place. And do you think that the communist Chinese president they're trying to put in place will actually make it to the inauguration tomorrow?
What do you mean, make it through?
Well, I'm thinking that he might, being the Insurrection Act,
no, I don't think so.
Saturday.
I don't think so. I think he will be inaugurated. I think the President Trump will leave for Mar-a-Lago tomorrow. Tomorrow morning, about 8 o'clock, like he's scheduled to do. And I think it will be. Hopefully, it will be a peaceful transition of power, but it will not be a satisfying thing for a great deal of Americans, because they know the circumstances at how this election went. And I believe it's going to be a very raucous 4 years. You thought the past 4 years were difficult. I think the next 4 years. And Dog, I appreciate you calling in. I was talking to a friend of mine this weekend up in D.C., and he said, man, listen, because I felt like Dog. We don't know what's going to happen. He said, listen, man, this is nothing compared to the climate that we were in when Obama first took office. This is nothing compared to that. I mean, because I feel you. You got a little bit of gloom and doom about you right now. I understand that. I'm with you on that. But my buddy said, this is nothing politically compared to what happened back in when Obama first got in office, because he had the White House, he had the House, and he had the Senate. They could have done anything they wanted, and they did in a lot of cases, but they were able to be stopped in some. So just like I said, keep your head up. Keep your head up. This thing, we're not finished. We're not over. This may just be a good pause for us to change and decide what we want to be and how we want to be it. We, the people, did you know this? Did you feel it when you became the enemy of this country? Yeah, you became the enemy of the United States of America. Now, this is from a former former New York Police Commissioner, Bill Bratton. He said that you, the American people, are now the enemy. That's right. Citizens. Now, understand how weird this is for a statement to be made like this. Former New York Police Commissioner Bill Bratton told, of course, Shepard Smith on Friday that for the last 20 years, our biggest concern was international terrorism, ISIS, Al-Qaeda. But now it's here and it's us, and it's the citizens of the United States, some of whom are rebelling against everything we thought we believed in for the past 300 to 400 years. Apparently, Mr. Bratton subscribes to the whole 1619 project and not the old 1776 project. And Bratton wasn't alone in his analysis from the far-right threat. It's just the far-right threat. How come it's just always the right threat? How come the folks on the left are never seen as a threat to our democracy when they indeed are the ones threatening it? They want to do away with the Electoral College. They want to pack the courts. They want to do away with the filibuster. They're the ones that want to do away with our quote-unquote democracy. They're the most dangerous ones. They're the ones that want to cancel you. They are the ones that want to investigate you. Look at what they are doing to the members of the National Guard. The National Guard. We'll go to Representative Stephen Cohen. He said that we need to vet the National Guard to make sure there's, you know, nobody in there that you don't want in there.
The Guard is 90-some-odd percent, I believe, male. Only about 20% of white males voted for Biden. You got to figure that in the Guard, which is predominantly more conservative, and I see that on my social media, and we know it, they're probably not more than 25% of the people that are there protecting us who voted for Biden. The other 75% are in the class that would be the large class of folks who might want to do something.
To do something. Now, remember, there was a time, it wasn't long ago, when you couldn't say anything bad about our military. Remember that. Remember, Representative Stephen Cohen is talking about members of our military perhaps being insurgents. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser, she wants to vet the Guard as well.
When you have guards coming, guardsmen and women coming from all over the country at this time, I do think that it is prudent to make sure that they are being vetted and that anybody who cannot pledge allegiance to their mission and may be pulled by other views needs not only to be removed from this duty, they need to be removed from the Guard.
There you go. There you go. That was D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser. Meanwhile, D.C. is locked down with fences. They've got razor wire. They got 25,000 armed troops, five times more than what we have in Iraq and Afghanistan, and a full Secret Service detail. But the Democrats have still hired $7.5 million in private security. $7.5 million taxpayer dollars in private security. I thought this was supposed to be virtual. I thought this was supposed to be a virtual inauguration coming up tomorrow. Why do we need all that? Let's go to Linda in Monk's Corner, because this is an interesting conversation. Linda, you know what, Linda? Yeah, we'll go ahead and go with you. Nope, Linda, we are not going to go with you just yet. No, we'll go with you. I'm sorry. I'm wishy-washy here. Linda, how are you? Welcome to the program.
We miss you down here. I listen to you on Alexa. But anyway, two things. The left, the liberals, are putting people literally out of business because they have a different opinion.
Right.
Like Mike Lindell, Pillowman, Kohl's, Bed Bath & Beyond, and others are getting all his products off their shelves.
That's right.
And the other thing is that in D.C., all that show of military is just for show, to show Pelosi can get up there and say, now we're in control. And they are politicizing the military, which is just like in a dictatorship.
Well, but Linda, do you remember when President Trump wanted to have a big July 4th military parade, and everybody was like, this is exactly what an authoritarian does right here. This is what they do.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And they are hypocrites, but they are now, and they are out of control. Their hatred, look what they're doing to President Trump. I mean, they want to literally destroy the man and his whole family. They want to wipe everything out about him. And they are doing that to people in businesses. They can go through and get people out of their livelihood. We are in grave danger.
You're right. We are in grave danger, Linda. I appreciate you calling in. Thanks for listening down in Monk's Corner. It's 3:30 right here on 106.3 WORD. This is the Charlie James Show. Thanks for tuning in. So we're being told that two members of the National Guard have been removed from the inauguration detail because they had ties. Now, this is under a condition of anonymity. You can't say a word to anybody when I'm about to tell you. So under anonymity, somebody told reporters that two members of the National Guard who are unnamed got removed from an unspecified detail for the inauguration because they may or may not have had ties with certain right-wing groups, okay, which may or may not have been malicious. Maybe, maybe not. I can't say, but here's what I'm telling you. And reporters just eat this stuff up. It's like, nom, 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 give me more, give me more. Give me more of those anonymous sources. Oh, I love to spew this. And they do. They don't have to vet anything. Because there is no such thing as journalism in this country anymore, at least on the left. So what are some of these awful, horrible extremist groups that they are vetting for? Are you ready for this? The NRA, Turning Point USA, and Patriot Guard Riders, three of many non-militia groups on the list that the Central Intelligence Division and the FBI are using to cross-reference for vetting of potential extremists. That's right. If you're a member of the NRA, if you're a member of Turning Point USA, or if you are one of the Patriot Guard Riders, bing, you got a target on you. Now, you may not even be aware of who the Patriot Guard Riders are. Well, see, these are groups that go to funerals for members of the United States military and first responders at the invitation of the families. That's right. They were founded in 2005 to shield the families of fallen heroes from those who would disrupt services of their loved ones. Because we've seen that happen before, haven't we? Where a soldier dies or a police officer dies, and people show up to act a fool at the funeral. So the Patriot Guard Riders, they show up to basically shield the family from nasty people at the most horrible time of their lives. How are these people? You know what? It's just patriotism. If you're just a patriot, if you're a true patriot, you are marked. You have the mark that they're looking for. You've got the birthmark on you that will tell them that you are an extremist. Meanwhile, if you're a member of Antifa, nothing to see here. Move along, move along. So that could be one of the things that if these people were even removed from the detail, this could be one, or more of the organizations that they were in. See, they just want to cancel you. They want to cancel everything about you, everything about your life. If you're a patriot, they want you gone. Steve Schmidt, he's from the Lincoln Project. Listen to this, what he said. These were quote unquote Republicans who were against Trump. All right. And these are not nice people. In fact, Steve Schmidt was one of the guys that said on CNN that CNN needs to put a bullet in Trump. And I don't know if he got a visit from the Secret Service. I don't know if he did. George Conway, Kellyanne Conway's husband, is a member of the Lincoln Project. Here's what he said. Here's what he said about you if you supported Trump.
Held to account by the judgment of history, by the judgment of decent Americans. They'll be held to account by corporate America as they look for jobs, by corporate America as they seek donations. They will not write their history. We will write their history. And their shame will last forever. They are carved like etching into granite onto history's list of villains in this country. Mark Meadows, Lindsey Graham, Kevin McCarthy, Josh Hawley, Ted Cruz, Mo Brooks, and too many more to mention. There will be no forgetting. There will be no forgiveness.
No forgetting and no forgiveness. And he lumped you in there with them because you supported these people. You also got lumped in. That's what they want. They want to cancel you. And they do not care. Charlie, there are now 12 guardsmen removed, and it's may or may not be tied. They are tied. They are tied to extremist groups. It's not patriotism. Stop supporting known extremist groups. Oh, okay. There you go. Well, show me, Mr. Smarty Pants. What extremist groups were they part of? Can you answer that, Mr. Texter? Mr. Brave Texter? What extremist groups? The NRA? Turning Point USA? Ooh! Those are some rough folks there. Huh? Which one of these? The Freedom Riders? No. From the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line at 71307. Hi, Charlie, where's the ACLU on this? Forget it. The ACLU's done. They are insignificant anymore. Insignificant. The ACLU is asleep at the wheel. They do not stand for civil liberties anymore. They're actually the ALU, the American Liberal Union, because that's all they protect. They only want to protect liberals. They only want to protect Democrats. They don't want to protect you. All right? So just tell us, Mr. Texter. Because you know so much, what right-wing organizations were these people tied to? And how many left-wing organizations out there? How many members of Black Lives Matter? How many members of Antifa? How many of those members have been removed from service in the National Guard for the inauguration? I don't know of any. Maybe there aren't any. Maybe those folks are okay with the people at the CID and the FBI. Maybe that's fine. And all of this for a virtual inauguration? When Trump tried to get some sort of a military parade on July 4th, he was labeled a dictator and a tyrant and an authoritarian. This is what authoritarian regimes do. Blah, blah, blah. That's all they are, is blah, blah, blah. No, I'm sorry. Sorry, Mr. Schmidt. You will not be looked upon favorably by history. Because we're keeping track of this stuff, too. And you are the people. You folks in, oh, and by the way, you know, the Lincoln Project raised a whole bunch of money. The vast majority of that money, you know what it went to? Salaries and travel. That's a good gig if you can get it. Some of the worst organizations on this planet are not for profit, and that's one of them, the Lincoln Project. Just a bunch of awful people. Awful, awful, awful. It's 3:45 at 106.3 WORD. This is the Charlie James Show. More to come on your Tuesday afternoon. From what we are hearing, there's a possibility, I don't have this confirmed yet, but the president may be giving a little bit of a farewell speech this afternoon at 4 o'clock. We will take that live if that does happen. Of course, we'll keep you updated on that. So keep it right here on 106.3 WORD. Mayor Muriel Bowser, do you know what she wanted in Washington, D.C.? Do you know what she wanted? Full machine guns, automatic guns, automatic rifles, not semi-automatic. We're talking automatic military-grade machine guns to be given to the National Guard. That's exactly what she wanted. I know they got the pew-pew, but can I get the pew-pew-pew? Can they do the pew-pew-pew out there? She wanted full machine guns for the National Guard. Ken Cuccinelli said, not for a civilian event. Thank you. Lisa is on her cell phone. Let's talk to her. Lisa, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm good, Charlie. I think frustrated, disappointed.
Yeah, I know.
Resigned like most people right now. But what I wanted to say about this whole cancel culture nonsense, these threats that people make, these people obviously do not understand history, because eventually these people will come for them. They end up eating their own.
Yeah.
You know, if they know anything about the French Revolution, I call it the Robespierre effect.
Yeah.
You know, Robespierre himself got to meet Madame Guillotine personally.
Right.
These people go on about purging us, about re-educating us, about, you know, basically they would love to get rid of us, is what they would like to do, put us somewhere and forget about us. But eventually, if we allow this to continue, eventually they'll come and they'll get their own.
Yeah.
And these people, I don't know if they just live in an echo chamber or if they're just truly idiots or completely deceived, maybe all of the above. It comes back to bite them right in the butt, and they'll be the ones that will pay the price, too.
Yeah, because you can't be woke enough for some people. You can't be woke enough.
Woke changes.
Woke does change.
Woke changes, you know.
Yeah.
And you might be woke today, and you ain't going to be so woke tomorrow, because when they change the parameters and the variables,
that's right,
you're not going to be as woke as you need to be.
You are exactly right. And they, like you said, they will come for you already. You've got Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez saying, you know, she's got some issues with Joe Biden. Got some issues about the $15 minimum wage. And they're going to have issues about Joe Biden and the caravan. Did you hear about the new caravan that's on its way?
Yes, I heard about that. You know, I guess the coronavirus isn't going to impact those people because they're coming in, and the coronavirus doesn't exist for them. It's we live in bizarro world, and I don't know how to get out of it. I really don't know how to get out of this bizarro world we're in. You just look at these people and shake your head.
You're right. We will get out of it, Lisa, because we're stronger, we have better arguments, and we are smarter. And I appreciate you calling in. So there's another caravan on its way to the United States. Okay. Now, all these people out there that are talking about coronavirus, this and that and the other thing. Do you know what country has the highest rate of coronavirus deaths per thousand? Any idea? Mexico. Mexico leads the world in COVID deaths per capita. They are numero uno, ladies and gentlemen. Number one. So where do we fall in line? Well, let's see. There's Mexico, then Italy, then Indonesia, then you got South Africa, you got the United Kingdom, you got Colombia, Argentina, Canada, Brazil, France, Poland, Spain, Germany, Russia, Ukraine, and there we have the United States. You did hear that, right? So on the world list of deaths per capita, the United States is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16th on the list. How did Donald Trump cause all those deaths in Mexico? He is something else. But they're trying to get here from Guatemala. They're trying to come up from, I believe it's Guatemala. Listen to what one of the migrants said, who is on his way to the United States.
And I'm here today because I'm dreaming to get to the U.S. What I want for my people, I just want patience and peace that we can get to the U.S. because they're having a new president, versus Biden. He's going to help all of us. He's given us 100 days to get to the U.S.
100 days to get to. When did you ever hear? First of all, Biden didn't say anything like, you know, you got 100 days to get here and then you will be given amnesty. He never said that. Who's telling them this? Their governments down there are. Their governments are telling you, hey, you better get on out of here. You got 100 days to get to America. Go ahead. Go. Get on out of here. Phew. Man, thought we'd never get rid of that guy. That's what they want. So they want to send them here. And they're going to pass, how many countries are they going to pass through? Well, first of all, if you are looking for asylum, you have to stop at the first safe country you come to. You can't just keep going. But when you look at, I mean, you got Colombia, Argentina, Mexico, all of those higher mortality rates than the United States has, as far as COVID is concerned. And they want to come here and do what? What do you think the Biden administration is going to do? You think they're just going to let them in? I don't know. Well, I certainly wouldn't put it past them. I would not put it past them one little bitty bit, because we know how they are. Well, if they don't let them in, what's it going to be? If Biden does not let these people in, and we're talking about thousands and thousands, if Biden doesn't let them in, people like Rashida Tlaib, Ilhan Omar, AOC, the whole squad, they're going to be turning against Biden. Not enough to really do anything, but they will be pretty vocal about it. They will be. So I'm telling you, Lisa, you're right. Bizarro world is here. I don't know what our flag's going to look like. It's 357 at 106.3 WORD. This is the Charlie James Show.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.